Welcome to episode 12 of The Unconventional Polyglot. I'm Will, and in this episode, I am going to tackle yet another language learning myth. This time, the myth that there is a perfect app out there that will single-handedly take you from being a beginner in a language to fluency. Thanks for listening. This is The Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so in this episode, which I think is going to be a really fun episode, I want to talk about the different apps that I've used. I've used a lot of different apps to aid in my language learning. And I, like many other language learners out there, have really hoped that somebody could develop an app that would essentially work miracles and be able to bring somebody from an absolute beginner all the way to fluency in a language. And unfortunately, I have not found that app. So I would say that each app out there has its strengths and its weaknesses. And I just want to briefly kind of go over a few strengths and weaknesses of many of the popular apps out there. So, and let's start with probably the most popular, Duolingo. Now, Duolingo is a really good app for developing your ability to translate sentences between your native language and your target language. And the effectiveness varies somewhat from language to language because definitely Spanish and French are the strongest languages, the languages that Duolingo does best because they've put a lot of effort into Spanish and French. So Duolingo essentially trains your mind to be able to translate quickly. But the key thing that it really doesn't do is get you to speak a language. It does have short speaking exercises where you just say a sentence, but that doesn't really train your brain to be able to quickly produce sentences on your own. And also Duolingo doesn't develop vocabulary to the extent that you would need as, say, a B2 or higher level language learner. So in short, Duolingo is good at what it does, but it does have its limitations. Another app that I've used quite extensively is Memrise. Memrise is essentially a flashcard app. And for a lot of popular languages, they have complete courses set up that will take you from basic greetings and very common words and simple phrases all the way to fairly complex sentences involving things like conditionals and subordinate clauses and the use of the subjunctive, things like that. The main limitations of Memrise are that it doesn't really teach you underlying grammar. It just essentially gives you examples. And it uses spaced repetition if you utilize their classic review or speed review options, which I usually do right at the start of my language learning for any particular language each day. But Memrise is not going to develop your speaking ability. It's not going to develop your reading ability. It's just going to try to help you hold on to vocabulary and common sentence structures. Now, an app that's relatively new compared to Duolingo and Memrise is Busuu. The unique thing about Busuu is that its courses are essentially categorized according to the CEFR framework, the European framework for learning foreign languages. So it categorizes its lessons into A1, A2, B1, B2 for low level beginner all the way to upper level intermediate. And along the way, their lessons will cover a significant amount of vocabulary and grammar. And they do also have exercises where you write about something, or you can use the microphone option and speak about something. This is a very nice feature because it at least gives you some opportunity to develop your speaking ability, and your responses are graded or corrected, commented on by native speakers. So it's a nice feature, but in no way is that going to actually turn you into a fluent speaker of a language. And what I found with Busuu, similar to Duolingo and Memrise, is that you really need to do the lessons several times each in order to fully absorb them. And that's one of the not so secret secrets of language learning, is you really have to have the patience and the determination to do things over and over again. Now, another app that is somewhat similar to Busuu and somewhat similar to Duolingo is LingoDeer. LingoDeer, similar to Duolingo, will develop your ability to translate sentences and put together sentences using words. And like Duolingo, it does include tips, grammar explanations, and it includes dialogues that you can go over. And you can use a microphone to recreate the dialogues. So there is some speaking component to it, as well as learning vocabulary and grammar and sentence structure. But again, it's not going to turn you into a fluent speaker of a language. It's not going to reproduce what you really need to happen, which is to speak a lot to other people. And, or at least to yourself, if you can't speak to somebody else. A fifth app that I will mention is Mondly. Mondly is mainly an app to try to develop vocabulary, somewhat similar to Memrise, although it's not a flashcard app. It's essentially looking at pictures and picking which one matches a particular word, or filling in a word in a sentence, a missing word in a sentence, things like that. So it's mainly focused on vocabulary, a little bit on sentence structure, not a lot on grammar, but I would probably use either Memrise or Mondly or Anki or Drops. You know, these are other similar vocabulary building apps, although I have not used Anki or Drops very extensively, so I don't want to comment too much on them. Now, another app which is very different from all the others that I've mentioned, because it actually does have a significant speaking component to it, is Mango Languages. So the gist of Mango Languages is that you start with a particular dialogue, and then the dialogue gets broken down into individual sentences, individual words and pieces of sentences, and some variation in the sentences is included, some grammar explanations are included, and all of this while encouraging you to translate things out loud, so to say things out loud. So Mango Languages is, I think, the best app out there for developing your speaking ability. Because if you go through an entire language course on Mango Languages, you have had to think about hundreds and hundreds of different sentences, how to say them. There's a fair amount of repetition to help you along the way. And it really does get your mind into a state of being able to construct sentences, which is a really key part of being able to speak a language, obviously. Now, I think the key drawback of Mango languages is that it doesn't work very well by itself. It's not very good at teaching you a language from scratch, because I've tried this before in the past with Mango languages, and I found that I had to repeat lessons over and over and over again to try to remember the vocabulary. Whereas if I have maybe 2 or 3 or 4 additional apps or other resources along the way, it helps. So Mango languages, I would never use it by itself to try to learn a language, but as a component of my language learning, a more speaking-oriented component, I think it works really well. If you're trying to learn ancient languages, which Mango languages does offer some, be warned that it doesn't start from basics. It essentially just works you through translations of particular texts, ancient texts. So it's not going to prepare you at all to actually speak, say, Latin or ancient Greek or ancient Hebrew. Okay, so that brings me to the last app that I want to mention, which is also very unlike all the others, and that is Lingopi. Lingopi is essentially a TV/movie-watching app. So it's a little bit like Netflix geared exclusively towards language learners. So you essentially have a choice. You essentially have a list of TV shows, movies, game shows, cooking shows, things like that in a particular language. And it categorizes them by region. So for example, for Spanish, they have some programs from Spain, some from Mexico, some from Argentina, and so on. And while you're watching, you get subtitles in the target language and in English, and you can always click on the subtitles, and when you click on the subtitles, it produces a flashcard that you review at the end of the program. So it's a little bit like a combination of Netflix and Memrise or Drops or Anki. It's a resource that, like a lot of the others, I would never use it exclusively on its own to try to learn a language, but in conjunction with other resources, it can significantly help your ears to train your ears to understand a spoken language. However, I would probably start training my ears to understand a foreign language using YouTube videos, starting at a really basic level and just kind of gradually working my way up to eventually listening to people engaged in normal speech, such as like the Easy Languages channels on YouTube, which are really useful. And then things like TV shows and movies are often kind of at the highest level of listening comprehension, because you're listening to people who are saying something that has been scripted, and they're typically saying it very fast, and there may be background music to complicate the process. So in short, Lingopi is a very good resource for when you get to the point in your language learning that you want to seriously work on listening comprehension. And it does have a lot of interesting shows. Some shows are maybe not so good, but part of the process is experimenting and finding out which ones you like and which ones you don't. So in summary, hopefully I have adequately explained that none of these apps that I've mentioned are going to take you all the way from complete beginner to fluency. They're all missing at least one key aspect that would be needed in order to develop you fully. And I don't even know if it's possible to have an app that by itself would turn you into a fluent speaker of a language. And that's why one of my key recommendations in language learning is to use several resources. Ideally, some combination of apps, YouTube/Netflix/Lingopi, you know, things like that geared towards listening comprehension, books, reading. Language learning really works best when you are developing all those key areas at the same time to complement each other. So apps absolutely can be a really useful part of your language learning, but no one app is going to work magic, despite what some of them may claim. All right, so before I go, I do want to just say a quick word about Buzzsprout, as I have in past episodes. Today is a great day to start your own podcast, and whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. So join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. And with that, I will wrap up this episode. Thanks for listening. You can contact me with any comments or questions or suggestions at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com. Be sure to also check out my YouTube channel, The Unconventional Polyglot, where I will shortly be releasing my first in a series of videos on resources for learning Spanish. And the video is in Spanish. So I hope you'll check that out, and I hope you will come back for many more interesting episodes of the Unconventional Polyglot podcast. I'm Will, and I wish you a fun and productive day of language learning or whatever you happen to be doing today. Goodbye.